It's Houston Methodist Minutes, and joining us is Dr. Korsh Jafarnia, and we are talking hand, wrist, elbow stuff with the doctor. How's it going today, doctor?
Very good, very good. Thank you. How about you?
Doing great. Let's discuss some of this stuff. First of all, hand injuries. I know there's no one type of hand injury, but it blows my mind, some of these NFL guys in particular, who are able to get out there and play after, say, breaking a hand or suffering some sort of hand injury, and they get it wrapped up. Now, I know a receiver, quarterback, they can't do it, but a lot of players can. Can you get into that a little bit? You've seen a lot of different things.
Sure. We certainly see a lot of fractures and ligament injuries in the hand. And the fractures, you know, we can compensate by putting, bigger plates, bigger screws than we do for the general population, so we can get them out there quicker. There's been fractures that we've been able to fix with very stable constructs, almost screws and plates that we use in the wrists in normal population. We use them in the hands and have been able to get them out there quicker, get them playing faster, even as soon as 2 to 3 weeks.
Well, when you do something like that, do those screws and plates eventually come out? Are they there to help heal? Are they there to be removed? How does that work?
They allow the healing to occur while keeping a stable construct in the hand, and the body basically heals, and the body's bone is stronger than the metal plate. So we can take them out if they're bothersome to patients, but in general, we just leave them in there. If they're not in a place, they'll irritate the tendons or the nerves.
I got to think the technology has really evolved here. Maybe 25 years ago, what was going in is not exactly what it is today. Can you discuss that a little bit?
Sure. Yeah, the plates are incredible. They're titanium, and the screws are a lot different even now. You don't just put a screw into through the plate. You actually can lock it into the plate where it's a fixed construct. The strength of the plates are much more than they were even 10, 15 years ago.
All right, let's talk wrist injuries, because this applies to the general population an awful lot. People fall, they try to break their fall, and they break their wrist. Is this the kind of thing you see an awful lot out there?
Quite a lot, especially with all the new devices that are coming out, these little unicycle things and hoverboards. And when they came out first, we had a rash of injuries come in from adults trying to, live their youth again and get on those things and fall on their wrist. And basically we call it a foosh, which is a fall and outstretched hand. So you basically catch yourself and try to protect your face or your other vital parts of your body by putting your hand out first, and the wrist takes the brunt of it. And that's what we see a lot in the general population for sure. And those are basically a couple of varieties. Either they're stable and you can treat them in a cast, or they're unstable and you basically put a plate and screw construct on them.
I've got one more for you, doctor. You also work on elbows. I've got a question about Tommy John surgery. We see this in baseball all the time, obviously, named after a baseball player. It seems like pitchers are coming back from Tommy John so much faster than ever. Why is that? What has improved in the recovery process?
Well, we have more stable constructs to fix them, getting back quicker. But also, I think the rehab has gotten a lot better. And what's interesting to note in Tommy John surgery, sure, you reconstruct the ligament, but you get this intensive rehab afterwards where I don't think the pitchers were doing this in the past, where they strengthen the muscles that overlie that ligament. And so not only do you have a stout ligament in there, now you have stronger muscles protecting that ligament. And so they come back and they can pitch even faster and quicker. So it's a double whammy, basically. You got stronger constructs to help fix the ligament and reconstruct the ligament, and you have better rehab to make it the arm and elbow more stronger across the ligament.
Amazing stuff. Thanks so much for joining us, doctor. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
Dr. Korsh Jafarnia of Houston Methodist. It's the official healthcare provider of the Houston Texans. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.